Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Piaggio Group conference call. Today we would like to share with you the outcomes of our board of directors. Our conference will be divided in two separate panels. The first one will be hosted by our group's finance general manager, Mr. Pallottini. We'll review the consolidated financial results for the first quarter 2009, approved this afternoon by our board of directors. The second part of the conference will be heard by our chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. Following its presentation, will be available for a Q&A session. I inform you that also Mr. Bandiera, our general manager for operation, is attending the conference. I remind you that you can find the presentation slides in the investor relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. And now I hand over to Mr. Pallottini.
Good afternoon and welcome to everybody. We can start from the first two slides of our presentation. This shows the Piaggio Group first 2009 financial statement. Our consolidated P&L for the first quarter of 2009 shows a total revenue of 6.3 million euros. Less than which was light commercial vehicles markets, with particular regard to the European market for both scooters, 20% less compared to last year, motorcycle 27% compared to last year, and light commercial vehicles 13% less. The difference in the exchange rates accounted for a negative, so that the decrease in revenues would have been €21.0 million, last year first quarter, with notwithstanding the difficult market conditions, we maintained a 0.2 million euros, with a €13 million reduction from previous year. The net income was negative for €4.7 million against a €3.2 million in the previous year. The debt level was €446 million. That means 165 million higher than in the first quarter of last year, after the payment of €64 million for warrant cash repayment, €23 million cash out for dividends, and €27 million buyback of shares last year. Compared to December 2008, net debt was 87. I wish to remind you that in the first quarter, the business seasonality causes the peak level in terms of financial exposure. Moving on to the next slide, we can look at the net sales trend by geographic area. European sales, including Italy and the rest of Europe, decreased by almost €58 million, that means 21.6% over last year, to a level of about €210 million, while the cumulative rest of the world sales,
including America, India,
Asia and rest of the world, were €96 million. That means plus 0.3% over last year. European sales decrease affected both Italy with a 27.6% decrease versus last year, and the other European countries as a whole, with a 16.7% versus 2008. Going into details, Spain and UK were the countries which registered the highest decrease, ranging from 30 to 50%. Came from Germany, plus 12%, and France, plus 9%. American sales were up to 21.2 million, that means 7.3 million more than previous year, plus 52%, including a 2.2 million euro increase coming from the exchange rate. Indian sales accounted for 61.3 million euro, almost stable compared to previous year, and not considering the exchange rate, the total Indian net sales would have been approximately 5.2 million higher than last year. That means a plus 6.9%.
The rest of the world sales were 13.4 million euro, including the Asia Pacific area sales for 6.5,
that cumulative increase of 30% towards 2009. As a consequence, extra European revenues contribution to total sales increased from 26% in the first quarter 2008 up to 31% in the first quarter 2009. The next line shows net sales trend in terms of business segment. So the scooter sales were about 141 million euro, with that 17% decrease, which means almost 29 million less than previous year, with a contribution of 46% of the total revenues, almost stable compared to last year. This performance has to be compared against a European total scooter market reduction of around 20%, compensated by a market share increase in the European area, and the average unit price of scooters increased by more than 7% over last year. On the motorcycle side, revenues went down to 36 million euros, with a 35% decrease from the 55 million registered in the contribution to the total sales decreased to
about 12%.
That means a 3 percentage point less than previous year. Aprilia and Guzzi motorbikes sales decreased by almost 6 million each, but with positive performance that are coming from the new 750cc vehicles, Dorso Duro and B7, with significant increases compared to last year. While derby bikes were down by almost 7 million euros, mainly affected by the negative Spanish country and market scenario, together with the poorest two-wheels European market performance of low-displacement motorcycles. The light commercial vehicles revenues stable compared to last year, 90 million, which means 4 percentage points more than last year. In particular, Indian sales have been almost flat compared to last year in a market that decreased by almost 3 percentage points, and including the above mentioned negative impact of exchange rate. The European sales were down by 1.2 million euro against a market that went down. Spare parts business accounted for 40 million, 5 million less than last year, and mainly due to the decrease of vehicle sales to BMW. In terms of brands, mainly focused on the motorcycle business, the brands mainly focused on Aprilia, Guzzi, and Derby were the ones that suffered the most. In addition, for Moto Guzzi, it has to be considered the restructuring phase that the company is going through. Finally, as we mentioned before, the exchange rates year over year impacted by a negative 3.8 million over total revenues, mainly due to the devaluation of the Indian rupee and pound sterling. The next slide shows that the overall number of units sold
was 120,000 units,
decreasing by 20% over last year. In particular, scooter volumes were 20 million less than previous year, down to about 68,000 units, with a stable mix of 50 to over 50 cc. The 50 cc scooter displacement accounted for almost 46% of the total volume.
The motorcycle units were 6,300 less than previous year, out of which 4,000 coming from Derby,
with a level of 9,400 units, and an average unit price increasing to 3,800 euro per unit. That means a plus 9% over last year.
The three and four wheelers level was 42,000 units,
with an 8% decrease. That means 3,600 units less than last year.
Also in this business,
we had an average unit
price increase both in Europe and in India.
Going to the next slide, we can see the EBITDA evolution, which accounted a 14 million decrease, down to 21 million euro from the 35 million of 2008. This reduction was completely due to the gross margin reduction in absolute terms, partially offset by savings in
operational expenses. The gross margin reduction was 16.3 million, entirely due to the decreased level of sales.
The slight upside in the gross margin to net sales ratio was obtained despite the decrease of production volumes, thanks to higher purchasing efficiency, including a higher level of sourcing from low-cost countries, and to a significant price increase in India.
Our efforts were also focused during the quarter towards a strict control of the group operational expenses that were reduced for more than 3 million euro, that means minus 4% compared to last year,
while amortizations were 1.2 million lower than previous year. But such a gap versus previous year will be filled in the coming quarters due to the new product launches that we are expecting. The next slide shows the net income evolution, which accounted for the first quarter for a negative 4.7 million euro compared to the positive 3.2
of the last year.
The EBIT 12.9 million
decrease comes from what we have just analyzed, that is net sales reduction partially offset by operational expenses savings. The financial expenses
showed a slight increase as a result of the combined impact coming from the higher level of the average debt and the decrease of interest rates.
At the tax level, we have to remark that the International Accounting Standard number 34 states that the interim period tax has to be calculated applying the interim to the interim earnings before tax, the same tax rate which is forecasted for the end of the year. Because the tax as a matter of fact, the tax at the first quarter, 31st March, is a positive tax amounting to 3.5 million because of the application of 43% tax rate forecasted for the end of the year.
Where we can see the increase in the working capital and the consequent increase in the net financial position. I remind you that the first quarter is the one that shows the higher exposure in financial terms. We can go directly to the next slide to appreciate the financial evolution. The cash absorption in the first quarter was 87 million,
leading to a net financial position level of 446.7 million, and the main components are the following. Firstly, the operating cash flow, which generated 15.4 million euros coming from the P&L that we analyzed before, and it can be compared to the 21.9 million of last year. Secondly, the capital expenditures that accounted for 20 million. They were 3.4 million higher than previous year due to the ongoing internationalization projects, Vietnam and India. Thirdly, the working capital increased by 84 million, where we can say that the receivables drivers were stable in terms of days of sales outstanding, and inventories turnover had just a slight increase versus previous year, about 5% increase, which can be considered a positive result coming from the governance of the complex supply chain, taking into account the market slowdown of the previous months. We finish our presentation. I hand over to Mr. Colaninno.
Good afternoon to everybody. I want to underline that the results of the first quarter, despite the terrible trends of the market, have presented there for the month of March a positive turnaround of the market. Briefly, I want to say that the first reaction of the market to our investments in Vietnam is very good. India, they make in line with the budget the sales for the first three months. The trend of sales in the United States was very positive in the first quarter, and we have the possibility to confirm the same trend for the rest of the year. What I want to say is that on top of new products that we have presented to the market in line with our time to market, in terms of the new technology market products that we present on September for the first one, in the world, we present a motorcycle with a hybrid technology that combine a thermic engine and electrical engine on very advanced configuration. We expected that the rest of the year will be positive related to the rest of the year, the rest related to the 2008 trend. We expected, for instance, that Vietnam will be beginning to sell. Number one, I want to inform you that today was the first invoice of this company to the Vietnamese market. We expected to launch the new engine production in line with our schedule for the end of the year in India, and we expected that the reaction of the new four-wheeler of the light commercial vehicle presented to the market on 15 days ago, the reaction was quite positive, and the customer reacted very well, not only in Italy, but also on the European market. In terms of reorganization, Piaggio continues to reorganize all its structure for production point of view, and we want to proceed that in turn to reduce and concentrate the production site. We continue also our international develop, especially on the Asian market and in the United States market. We also develop, we have concluded all the reorganization of the sales and the marketing. We have introduced a new figure of the marketing products worldwide, and also the new service on customer care and assistance on the post-vendor of that. We have a very severe analysis on the supplier market, and we have selected a number of supplier, definitely on the Asian market and definitely also in the European market, that give us the possibility to reduce the cost of the raw material and the components products that we buy on the market. Also, in terms of the quality program, we have done an excellent progress, and number one, the new products, RS V4, that is a superbike, that obtained the favorable results for the market, and we're beginning to sell the first number of these products exactly on this week, and we proceed from now on ahead the new presentation of this new high technology and the performance market. So my feeling is positive. It's positive because we have restructured the group. It's positive because we put under the control the cash flow and the, in terms of working capital impact to the cash flow. We are positive because the Vietnamese investment is started, and it started in time, on time. It started for quality performance, and it started also to gain the market reaction. We expected to start with the Indian investments of the new engine, and we also we started in the organization of the new four-wheeler. So the future now, we consider that the terrible trend of the market of the last 3 months of 2008 and the first 2 months of this year is on back, and we expected from now on ahead the results of the positive part of the market. Thank you very much.
I would like to thank Mr. Colanino and Mr. Pallottini. Now we are open for a Q&A session. Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. This question comes from Ms. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Ms. Bosio, please proceed with your question.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. I would have 3 questions. The first one is related to your key markets, Italy and Europe. In March, registration were negative, but were better than the previous month. I was wondering if you can give us a flavor on the second quarter of the year, especially considering the bad weather condition in April. The second question is related to the Vietnamese plant. Could you just remember us the contribution in terms of top line for the Vietnamese plant, and from which quarter should we account this kind of contribution? As a third question, I would like to know if you can give us a flavor or an indication, a target in terms of a net financial position for the end of the year. Thank you very much.
I want to give to you the first your question on Vietnam. As I told you before, the reaction of the market, this is on the first stage, is quite positive. And we expected to sell more than 15,000 pieces this year for a total value of 30 million sales. Naturally, we expected a margin quite good on that. This is what is just to underline that this is our expectation based on the first investigation and based on the first reaction of the market and the dealer of the market regarding that. We will produce 125 Vespa. This is already on production now, and we believe to ramp on the production in the next month in order to achieve the standard of the production that we have forecast for this year in Vietnam.
Okay.
Okay, about your question about the flavor for the European market for the second Q. Consider, as I told you before, that not all the European countries showed in this first quarter a negative impact, at least for Piaggio, because we had a better performance than last year, for example, in France and Germany. Anyway, as we can appreciate from our point of view, we have to consider that the gap towards last year has been decreasing during the 3 months. It was maximum in January and minimum in March, and this trend is going on also in April.
Furthermore, consider that in Italy, which is one of the most important markets in the European two-wheels market, the impact coming from the incentives that started last year, last month, for the over 50cc, and are starting just in these days for the 50cc, will impact undoubtedly positively in the market. Consider that the over 50cc market was registering a minus 15%, 20% during the first 2 months, and in, starting from March, the trend inverted, and it was it showed a positive gap, positive upside towards last year. So we are confident that also for the 50cc market there will be an improvement.
And, of course, there are markets which are a question mark. I refer mainly to Spain, which is showing a dramatic drop in many industrial sector. For Piaggio itself, it was a good performance, a good market share, as we gained in scooter. In motorcycle it was just a slight decrease, but in scooter the overall European market showed 1.5% increase in terms of market share.
One and half.
The first half. If the second quarter will be better than the first one, as we are expecting, there will be the impact of the seasonality that shows the
second quarter as the most important one.
So we are aiming to fill the gap towards last year by the end of June for the first half, in terms of total revenues at a consolidated stage. About the net financial position by the year end, consider that we are forecasting an improvement of the performance for the rest of the year, as we passed just the heaviest quarter in terms of financial impact, which is the first one. And if the markets will be better in the final part of the year, we should be able to close the year down the 400 million of overall debt.
Down 400. Okay.
400, yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions. The first one is on your sales. Do you expect to still close 2009 with basically flat sales versus 2008? And second question is on the inventory, which is basically a follow-up on the first one. Can you expand a little bit on your inventory level, your dealer inventory, and if the stocking is already done? Thank you very much.
Okay. In terms of total level of sales, yes, currently we are aiming to have a flat global level sales trend, sales volume in terms of year-over-year comparison. The inventory, we consider that we had a good performance in the first quarter of the year, of this year, as if we look to the driver that we usually use to control the efficiency of our stocks level, we can see a difference and a negative, let's say, a worsening level of this inventory turnover by just 5%, which means overall, considering raw materials, finished products, and whatever, a turnover of about 63 days versus 60 days of the past year. If you consider that the total production volumes of last year was
higher than the total production volumes of the first quarter of
2008 by around 30,000 units overall. That means that in this year we decreased by
30%.
If you take into account the complexity of our supply chain, supply comes from the low-cost countries, that means about 40 days only for shipment, and all the complexity coming from the planning, production planning, due also to the wide range of our products, we consider that it was a very good performance to have kept more or less the same turnover than last year. For the network stock, we had a decrease in the first quarter of around 5,000-6,000 units, more or less. So both our stocks and network stocks are not a worry currently.
So we can assume that the performance, the positive rebound we should see in registration will be basically transferred entirely on your sales?
Yes, having decreased the stock, it is true, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No more question at the moment.
Okay. If there are no more questions, I would like to...
I'm sorry, gentlemen. There are some other questions. May I go ahead?
Yes.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita SIM. Mr. Lustig, please proceed with your question.
Good evening. I will add just a quick comment on volumes minus 20% and revenues minus 16%. So just to understand if there is an improvement in the mix of product that has been sold, or if you actually passed an increase in prices on average, and then the second again on the net financial position. I mean, last year in Q1 the debt grew by some 40 million more or less, apart from extraordinary items, and this time the debt grew almost 90 million. So apart from the weak industrial results, let's say, if there is something that was not strictly recurrent, maybe something related to financial support to dealer because of government incentives or other things that makes you confident on going back in the area of 400 euro million debt before year end.
Okay, about sales mix. Yes, you are right. We registered in a higher average price in scooters, in motorcycles, and
also in
light commercial vehicles.
I told you that they were about 7%,
if I'm not wrong, for scooters, 9% maybe in motorcycles. Just I'm checking these figures, but I think they are right. And for the commercial vehicles, yes, I didn't tell you the commercial vehicles. It was around on the average 10%, both India and Europe, and all these changes came from the mix sold, including also a 6% price increase in India for the commercial vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
For the net financial position, you can easily see that the change in the cash absorption was more or less the same increase for the working capital, which is the
seasonal. There are no
extraordinary items to consider. Just to remind you that the operating cash flow was positive, but 6 million less than last year. 6 million less with 58 million less in terms of sales, which means a reduction for the capability of the coming from the factoring support, and an increase in capital expenditure coming completely from the Indian and Vietnamese projects that required about 3.6, 4 million more than last year. There were no special supports for network and not any other extraordinary event to take into account.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Giorgio Iannella from Berenberg Bank. Mr. Iannella, please proceed with your question.
Yes, thanks. Good afternoon to everybody. I apologize if my questions have been already answered, but the line is really bad, at least for me. Very quickly, could you give us a rough estimate about the contribution in terms of percentage points of growth of the incentives? And second question about India, which is your projection for the full year results in LCVs, and how are your competitors reacting to your 6% price increase there? Thank you.
Okay, about the incentives, I can tell you the impacts in terms of change in market trend in Italy for the over 50 cc. I told you that in the first 2 months, the drop in the market was about 20%, and in the month of March, after the launch of the eco incentives, the market was up for around 10%. So it changed by 25 points just in 1 month. Now we will see from the 50cc, we're starting now. Maybe the impact, that will be positive of course, can be slightly reduced for the 50cc because the process is a little more difficult than managed by a different ministry in Italy. It's the environment ministry rather than the transportation ministry, so the procedures are different. But the impact is expected positive. Now we will see in the next weeks. About India, I have to say that the price increase was decided also
because of an a raise for the raw material costs in the first part of the year. The increase that we made was significantly higher than the raise on cost on the raw materials. And I have to say that also, even our competitors raised their price, even though they raised a little less than we did. About the projection for the Indian sales, we are considering a slight increase over last year, some percentage point. Consider that currently we are slightly down last year. We are forecasting some percentage point more than last year.
Okay, thanks.
No more question at the moment.
Okay, if there are no more questions, I would like to thank all of you for attending our conference call. I remind you that I, Simone Montanari, will be available as usual to give you any additional clarification, and that you will find the slides of the backup of this presentation on our Piaggio Group website. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Piaggio.